about pounds, we're talking about Earth pounds, while using Earth's gravity to measure on the moon, it would only feel to them as being 1/6 of 130 pounds of the weight they have to carry.
This is true. They have a little balance, which they have attached to the lunar module, which is calibrated in Earth pounds.
Michael Collins replying from Columbia. He's changing his antenna for communication with Earth.
We're 8 minutes away from loss of signal on Columbia.
I'd imagine that Michael Collins would have been hoping that he could have heard Neil Armstrong as he takes this step out onto the moon, but it's scheduled that it would take 10 minutes from the time...
Okay, my wind is clear. I'm going to go to...
The time
I'd
he actually
like to
gets
start. Okay, my wind is clear.
Window's clear, so everything's go. 10 minutes from the time of emergence to the time of actually putting his foot on the moon.
All RCU windows are clear.
The suits give them life support
time
for 4 hours.
4, 2, 4, 3. And second. FN pressure light, a 3F light, and an ECS light. Down, we got a water separator light. No water, all set. Right. And I'll look at your cabin fan, one bigger picture, you look at the light call secondary.
Armstrong and Aldrin talking to each other in the confines of the Lunar Module Eagle, sitting on the moon's surface. Transmitting live back to Earth, their final checkout of information.
Neil Armstrong, suit pressure, 4 points.
It's cooling now. Meet this. Okay. Light call, pump secondary, circuit breaker open. So I can see that. I have to lean this way. Can't go any further. My cabin fan one is, yeah, that's good. Give me a second. Let's open. Verified.
Final checkouts before Armstrong leaves.
Okay. That ping's radar circuit breaker's open. Well, I'm looking head on at it. I'll get it. Okay, my sister has come in.
I think that antenna they're referring to is the backpack antenna, Michael.
Look at that, got its head out the hole. Like the newborn baby coming out into another environment. The baby is to be doing.
Which way out does he come? Feet first or head?
Yeah, he'll be coming head first by the gentleman.
Backs, I understand, according to the direction.
They would not twist now. Put the bag up this way. That's even. Are you end up there?
Oof. Aldrin is.
Okay,
now we
need to hook this. Yep, move that up there. This. Okay, your visor. Yep.
No atmosphere to protect the astronaut's eyes from the harsh rays of the sun. The visor is crucial, apart from keeping in the oxygen pressure.
And now it's on top of the disc. Forward and up. Now you're clear. Okay. A little bit toward me.
Aldrin giving directions to Armstrong, whose field of view is very limited. Let's listen from leaving the lunar module.
Get your lined up. Nicely. Board me a little bit. Down. Okay, now you're clear.
Sounds like somebody backing a trailer.
person in, Mr. Bobbin.
Go ahead, Ian.
I move your roll to the left. Update any inquiry. Line up on the platform. Put your left foot to the right a little bit. Okay, that's good. All left. This. Okay, now I'm going to check this here. Okay, you're not quite squared away. All to the all right a little. Air even.
That's okay.
That's good. Got plenty of room to your left. It's so close on the but how am I doing? You're doing fine.
That's Aldrin. Directing every movement of Armstrong. Encouraging him, helping him, directing him as he moves towards the ladder down the leg of the lunar module. And now standing on the porch, upright, outside the lunar module. Next move is to step down the ladder.
Okay, standby, Neil.
Columbia, this is Houston, 1 minute, 30 seconds, LOS, all systems go, over.
Columbia, a minute, Neil. Okay. Get a little flat. Finding his lunar feet on the porch before the tricky climb down the ladder.
Neil Armstrong on the porch at 109 hours, 19 minutes, 16 seconds.
Can you point flag, bud?
No, hold it just a minute.
Okay.
Minutes of PLSS time expended now.
Nice and straight in here.
Okay, can you pull the door open a little more?
Right. Okay.
Sounds like a rusty hinge, but I think I was just static at the right moment.
Can you get the maze out?
I'm going to pull it now.
Pulling the maze up, the modularized equipment stowage assembly. The television camera inside.
Houston, the Mesa came down, all right.
Houston, roger, we copy, and we're standing by for your TV.
This point's radio wishes television well and receiving good pictures.
Okay, I just checked, getting back up to that first step, it's, that hasn't collapsed too far, but it's adequate to get back up.
Roger, we copy.
That's a pretty good little jump.
Checking his step, checking his balance on the step, moving down slowly and steadily.
Buzz, this is Houston, F2, 1/160th second. For shadow photography on the sequence camera.
Okay. Martin Royal has joined us for this discussion on the space
at the foot of the ladder, the lamp footbeds are only...
We can certainly see one of the lunar boots
depressed in the surface about
moving downwards. Just how far down?
The surface appears to be
not quite apparent.
Very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder.
I think there are 9 steps. I think it takes 11 movements altogether before actually stepping on the lunar soil.
There's the boot again.
Waving out in space as he feels around awkwardly.
Now step off the limb now.
One hand on the ladder.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
One small step for man, Armstrong says.
As the surface is fine and buttery, I can kick it up loosely with my toe.
You've got to put on the powder.
Adhere
Neil Armstrong.
In fine layers, powdered charcoal, to the sole and inside of my boots.
Neil Armstrong has set foot on the moon.
A small fraction of an inch, maybe an eighth of an inch, but I can see the footprints of my boots and the treads and the fine sandy particles.
Hey, this is Houston, we're copying.
Neil Armstrong bouncing slightly. He's now got both feet on the moon's surface. He's turning around.
There seems to be no difficulty in moving around as we suspected. It's even perhaps easier than the simulations of 1/6G that we performed in various simulations on the ground. Absolutely no trouble to walk around.
He seems to have got his arms free, too, just for the moment there. He was obviously completely free. He's got something he's hanging on to as a line going up.
It did not leave a crater of any size. It has about 1 foot clearance on the ground. We're essentially on a very level place here. I can see some evidence of rays emanating from the descent engine, but very insignificant amount.
Neil Armstrong speaking to Earth from the surface of the moon. That small step he described has taken a long while.
Are you ready to bring down the camera?
I'm all ready. I think it's 2 miles squared away in good shape.
Okay.
Buzz Aldrin.
Okay, you'll have to pay out all the LEC. It looks like it's coming out nice and evenly.
Okay, it's quite dark here in the shadow and a little hard for me to see that I have good footing. I'll work my way over into the sunlight here without looking directly into the sun.
Okay, it's caught now.
Unofficial time on the first step, 1:09:24:20.
First step of man on the moon.
Okay, I think it's
4 minutes to one, Australian Eastern Time.
Okay, I'm ready to pull it down now. There was still a little bit left in the...
Okay, don't hold it quite so tight.
Now it's Aldrin's turn. He hands the camera, the television camera, to Armstrong. It's actually pulled out, rather on a rope like a flying fox.
Looking up at the lamb, I'm standing directly in the shadow now, looking up at both in the windows. And I can see everything quite clearly. The light is sufficiently bright, backlighted into the front of the lamp, that everything is very clearly visible.
Aldrin awaits his turn for leaving the lamp. The package containing the television camera is now being slung out of the
package. Okay, I'm going to
be changing
it up. Okay.
Be received by Neil Armstrong on the surface of the moon. So that he can televise Buzz Aldrin as he descends. Already Armstrong seems to be moving comfortably and confidently, and has reported no trouble in handling the 1/6 gravity of the Earth's pull, which exists on the Moon. Everything going according to schedule now. It is 6 minutes since Armstrong stepped on the Moon. Six very long and exciting minutes. The astronauts concentrating on removing the equipment from the lunar module to place on the Moon's surface at this moment.
He's living with all the characteristics.
There he is. Is the camera installed on the ICU bracket?
Surgeon says the crew is doing well. Data is good, crew is doing well.
And I'm still in the LEC on the secondary stretch.
It's just like a deep sea diver, Michael. Mm-hmm. The sort of movements they've been used to in their training.
I'll step out and take some of my first pictures here.
Armstrong still very close to the ship, to the spaceship.
Roger, Neil, we're reading you loud and clear. Let's see, get some pictures and the contingency sample.
Seems to have some feedback there from space, some idea of the delay it takes for the signal to travel to the Moon and back.
35 and a half minutes of PLSS time expended now.
PLSS, that is the space suit which the astronauts are wearing. They have some four and a half hours, Earl Hackett, which the support system lasts.
4 hours.
4 hours. Was planned for about just a bit over 2 hours activity on the Moon.
2 hours and 40 minutes, for sure.
2 hours and 40 minutes of activity on the Moon. Quite a bit of time taken up in getting onto the Moon's surface itself. Time well spent to make sure that everything was working well.
Neil, this is Houston. Did you copy about the contingency sample, over?
All right, you're going to get to that just as soon as I finish these picture series.
I see there are other people worried about that contingency sample besides me.
Professor John Lovering is going to receive one of the samples of the Moon.
He's talking about a picture series, Peter. Would that be with the still camera?
I think it must be, Martin. I think this is... fairly important, even for scientific purposes, John, I'm going to have some colour pictures of the Moon's surface at close range.
Yes, these again will be like a contingency sample of pictures. If they have to leave soon, at least I have some pictures close up. He has a lot more to do in later on when he does a collection of his what is known as a documented sample. The last thing he collects will be, each rock that he collects will be photographed in place, and after it's been taken away, the place will be photographed in great detail.
You seem to have a backside view of Armstrong now in a semi-crouching position. In fact, now he's moved away from the...
Okay, going to get the contingency sample out
of the television camera.
I think confirmation,
okay, that's good.
Then, yes, Neil Armstrong has the first piece of moon rock to be collected by man. And he will now be tucking it away in a pocket in his spacesuit so that something will be brought back, even if the Moonwalk has to be curtailed, but there seems no reason why this should happen now when all has gone so well so far.
That the crouching attitude that was mentioned, I think would have been where he was bending over to pick this up. He couldn't bend right
okay,
over.
Okay, the contingency sample is down and it's up sample.